With inflation devastating our wallets, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is making decisions to help combat the reason everything is so expensive. With its highest hit in over 20 years, the Fed's plan to charge banks an additional 0.5 percentage point higher in interest.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
Firefighters slowed the advance of the largest wildfire in the United States as heavy winds led up Wednesday near Las Vegas, New Mexico. President Biden approved a disaster declaration that brings new financial resources to remote stretches of the area devastated by fire since early April. Four games in the USFL Football League this weekend, starting Friday evening. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
An unbelievable amount of fraud has struck Michigan.
Michigan's embattled unemployment insurance agency is dealing with more fraud. Officials say 55,000 more unemployment claimants who were overpaid during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 shutdowns will not have to repay those funds, totaling $431 million. UIA Director Julia Dale says the agency will continue to review overpayments and extend waivers to anyone eligible. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The U.S. Marshals Service said Wednesday that it's working to protect the ex-girlfriend of Casey Cole White, the capital murder suspect who escaped an Alabama jail last Friday after allegedly receiving help from a corrections officer. The report said that Casey White threatened in 2015 to kill his ex-girlfriend and his sister if he ever got out of prison. 6'9" White has been charged with capital murder. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina on Newsmax, said Roe versus Wade has divided America, so making it a state decision is the right thing to do.
Well, since the day it was decided, it's divided America. Yeah. Before 1973, every state decided what they would like to do with defining when life begins and abortion rights. That was the law of the land before 1973. The Supreme Court created a legal fiction called substantive due process to create a constitutional right that's not in the Constitution, to deny every state elected official the ability to comment on life when it begins and how you can terminate it. And if the court sets aside Roe v. Wade, it will return America to the position it was in 1973, where elected officials in each of the 50 states can decide the issues regarding life. Yeah. Roe v. Wade was a constitutional overstep. I hope the court will roll it back.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito canceled an appearance at a judicial conference due to begin today. A draft decision Alito wrote indicating that the Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade was probably why the cancellation was announced. Chief Justice John Roberts later confirmed the authenticity of the document and opened an investigation into the leak. It seems they have narrowed it down to 12 people it could be that gave the document illegally to media outlet Politico. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.